Dreamscape presents Empire of Sin by Gary Crist, narrated by Robert Sundin. It is no easy matter to go to heaven by way of New Orleans. Reverend J. Chandler Gregg. Prologue. The crime, as detectives would later tell the newspapers, was one of the most gruesome in the annals of the New Orleans police. At 5 a.m. on the sultry morning of May 23, 1918, the bodies of Joseph and Catherine Maggio, Italian immigrants who ran a small grocery store in a remote section of the city, were found sprawled across the disordered bedroom of the living quarters behind their store. Both had been savagely attacked, apparently while they slept. Joseph Maggio lay face up on the blood-sodden bed, his skull split by a deep, jagged gash several inches long. Catherine Maggio, her own skull nearly hewn in two, was stretched out on the floor beneath him. Each victim's throat had been slashed with a sharp instrument. A blood-smeared axe and shaving razor, obviously the murder weapons, had been found on the floor nearby. Police Superintendent Frank T. Mooney stood among the dozen or so detectives and patrolmen working over the grocery for clues. Summoned from his bed before dawn, the superintendent had immediately rushed out to the crime scene, located at the corner of Magnolia and Upper Line Streets. It was a godforsaken neighborhood on the outskirts of uptown New Orleans, a place where a few single-story pine-board shacks stood amid a sea of weed-choked empty lots. Until recent years, this area had been little more than a fetid swamp, populated by alligators and slender-necked herons. But now, people actually lived here.